In fact, we believe in meritocracy and in fact, there were some candidates who claimed they're going to have, for example, five women in the cabinet. And of course, I consider that as an insult to women. That may be an instrumental approach towards women. I did take part in a news press conference, and one of the female journalists asked me whether I'm going to have a woman minister, female ministers. I said that I'm going to make an assessment of the issue. Now I'm asking this, why shouldn't the women serve in such positions? Who can make this claim that men can serve much better than women? There are certain positions such as the Minister of Agriculture, Jihad, in case of a Jihad or in case of defending the country, that is something that must, that's a task that must be accomplished by men, and we're going to defend the country, and we will not let the women to defend the country as long as we are present. Now, speaking of different ministries, we can have women's participation, and in fact, some may become unhappy as soon as they hear about women, and of course women wear the hijab, the Islamic dress code, and of course the philosophy behind hijab is to have women's active participation in the society. The hijab is necessary for the society. In fact, the late Imam and also the Supreme Leader have mentioned this point, that women have had a leading role, and I as a man could see the woman's role, and I have witnessed the woman's role in crushing the Pahlavi regime. If women were not present, in fact, young men could not go to the battlefront to defend the country. So this is the role played by women in the society. Let me add this point. We have all heard that at the time of the reappearance of Imam of the Time, from the 313 companions, there are 50 companions that are women. And now, what do we mean by companions? In fact, these are the companions that helped the Imam of the Time for the global management. And there are 50 women that are companions of Imam of the Time for global management. And some women say, why are there only 50 women? In fact, we do not want to draw a distinction between men and women. We consider them as being complementary to one another, and we gonna act on the basis of meritocracy. Well, I've proposed three female ministers, and this has been done on the basis of a precise study. And some said that since you want to have a woman as a minister, you can have the woman as a minister of cooperatives. And I said, why are you asking me to have a woman as a minister of cooperatives? They said that it's easier to run that ministry, and but I have to tell you that the cooperatives ministry has a very important task to accomplish. And I told them that, why do you have such an approach towards women? Why don't you believe in the capabilities of women? In fact, we should attach significance to the role of women. I told them, why do you think that a woman cannot run a more important ministry? Why do you have such a mentality? This is a mentality that must be eliminated. And I was asked, why